Life has a way of throwing unforeseen events and new opportunities our way. At Glover Orndorff and Flanagan Wealth Management, they are dedicated to putting your interests first with a truly personalized approach. They are there to bring confidence to your investment planning choices. Whether you need income production for retirement, 401k guidance, long-term investments, or other financial planning needs, they'll focus on the establishment of a plan tailored to your life's priorities. For more information, call Bill Orndorff, partner with Glover Orndorff and Flanagan Wealth Management today at 321-344-1202. 321-344-1202. Investment products and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network, LLC. Member SIPC. Glover, Orndorff and Flanagan, LLC is a separate entity from Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network.
Sicario's Gun Shop. Buy, sell, or trade firearms. Purchase Class 3 NFA items, custom builds, gunsmithing, and cleaning. Liberty Gun Safes. Sicario's Gun Shop fully supports our military and law enforcement. Visit online at sicariosgunshop.com or in person at 5325 North Wickham Road, Suite 105 in Melbourne, Florida.
Sicario's, where you come first for your second.
Nothing less than overt acts of aggression against the American people and their rights.
Exercise your rights in a safe way.
Stupidity to think that someone hell-bent on violating the law against murder will magically be stopped by a gun control law.
Politicians that infringe on our God-given rights. He calls them out. He's not here to play.
Well, I'm pretty sure you heard the man because he said it twice. Let's go. We are locked and loaded on the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. This is the podcast all about firearms, the Second Amendment, and other things that tick off liberals and communists all over America, with special emphasis on the Second Amendment, of course. I am Royce, your host, still pouring it to you from both barrels with 100% felt recoil and no suppressor at all. Don't forget to go see my friends at Ear Care of Melbourne if you're having issues with your hearing, tinnitus, high-frequency hearing loss. If your wife claims that you have selective hearing, then you need to go see my friends out there at Ear Care of Melbourne. And you can really, really at that time have real selective hearing because I can go on my smartphone and adjust my hearing aids to whatever setting I'm in, including a restaurant. So if you're having trouble having a conversation with your wife or your girlfriend across the table and can't really hear everything she's saying, you can adjust your hearing aid to fit the situation. Ear Care of Melbourne, go see them out there at 7777 North Wickham Road in Melbourne. Make sure you tell them you heard about them on the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. Some of you took issue with a few things I've said lately, and the comments, I'm sorry, but I got to be a little bit mean here. Your comments reflect your ignorance of the Constitution and the collective will of the founders. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to call you stupid. I'm saying you're ignorant. That's not a bad thing. It just means you don't know. My thing is, if you don't know, you should remain silent so you don't prove how little you do actually know. Someone took issue with me saying we the people are the rightful masters of Congress and the court. I did not say that. I repeated it. Abraham Lincoln said that. Some people, Well, they didn't really say it out loud, but they implied that I'm some sort of an anti-government anarchist. I got news for you. So were the founders, and so is the Constitution. The Constitution is a giant restraining order against the federal government, telling them what they can and cannot do, and they have been running roughshod over it. And when they do such things, we the people have every right to cast off that yoke of tyranny and put together a new constitutional form of government, since the government we have now is no longer a constitutional form of government. All of the people up there on Capitol Hill, including the worthless, feckless Republicans, so-called, who seem to bend over and grab their ankles for the people across the aisle anytime they want, give them whatever they want, to the point where Chuckie Schumer is now gloating and chortling over everything Mr. Mike Johnson handed to him recently. I'm sick to death of the betrayal of those scumbags up there with whatever letter they have after their name. I don't care. If you're not a constitutionalist, you are unfit for service. You are unfit for office. Get out. We the people have every right to drag you out of there if necessary. You understand that? Yes, we the people tell you how you are going to govern. That's the way this is set up. That's the mindset we all need to have. All of us constitutionalists, all of us conservatives, we are the final authority. We even supersede the Supreme Court of the United States. Do you understand that? Matter of fact, we supersede the presidency of the United States if necessary. Now, the fact that we have granted any gun control law any credence at all is proof of our wrong thinking and proof that we've been talked out of our rightful power and authority. Again, here it is again from Mr. Abraham Lincoln himself. We the people are the rightful masters. You know what a master is? That means we're the final authority. We're the final say. Our word is law, and our law is the word. Our supreme law, the United States Constitution, is our law. You don't get to violate it without repercussions. Unfortunately, we haven't applied those repercussions, and now they think they can do whatever they want, just like all the criminals in New York City and Chicago who are not quickly punished. Now we have a rogue government with rogue agencies who feel that they're our lords and not our servants. We are the lords over them, not the other way around. The more we act like we are ceding our authority to them and granting them credence at all and granting them any compliance and obedience with their unconstitutional laws, that's what gives them the notion that they could wax violent against us like they did recently to Mr. Brian Malinowski. And this is not a rehash of all that. I'm not going into that again. Catch the last two episodes if you're not familiar with the situation of ATF agents murdering Mr. Brian Malinowski. So these scumbags in the ATF love to create rule changes at the behest of the Bolsheviks up in Washington, D.C., primarily Biden the Bolshevik and Obama the Bolshevik, who is basically with his hand up Biden's butt doing all the talking through him. And they like to think they can just at whim, well, just make a rule change. Oh, well, we could just redefine that and wadoo, ba-bam, and here we go. There's a new law on top of you, and you need to obey it. You need to comply with it, or we're going to come hurt you. We're going to commit you with all the force of the federal government. We'll come with body armor on, 10 cars deep, 40 agents deep, and we will shoot you in your own stinking house if you don't grovel before us immediately and surrender and apologize for forcing us to be there. That's pretty much the attitude they have now. They already have that mindset. They can waste American citizens anytime they feel like it, and they know they will never be held to account. There will be no repercussions. So again, they think they can wax violent against us because we act like we're afraid of them. Stop being afraid of them. First of all, make sure you're ready to die, like Dale Comstock said a few episodes back. Make your peace with the Lord. Be ready to pass. Be ready to go. Be ready to sacrifice yourself if necessary. That's where our founders were at when they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor against the tyranny of Great Britain. You know what we're facing already in our own government? Tyranny far worse than Britain ever tried to inflict upon us. I assure you of that. So in light of all this, I'm going to propose a few rule changes. Yes, and a few. I'm going to redefine a few words and phrases for all of the criminals at the ATF and the FBI and all of the other federal bureaucracies that claim to have the force of law and who actually possess zero constitutional authority, because they apparently believe that they have the right and the authority to simply create laws and redefine simple words and phrases. So we're going to throw it back at them now. And here it is. How about some redefinitions first? How about that? We're going to redefine the word infringement, okay? Because Webster's Dictionary says that it's to infringe something is to break it. It's broken. It's violated. And there are many different Webster's Dictionary definitions of tyranny, and they're all applicable, of course. But we're going to redefine it now for all of the braying jackasses in the media and the federal agencies. An infringement is any gun control law, period. Any gun control law is now declared to be an infringement. Whether you proposed it, whether you simply voted for it in the state legislature or the federal legislature, or whether it's been passed and signed into law illegally, everybody involved with that, proposing it, passing it, signing it, enforcing it, have committed infringements, and in so doing, you have committed treason. This includes any redefined words or phrases by any federal bureaucracy and any rule changes that intend to force compliance with them and prescribe any punishments for violation. Those are also included in infringements. So all rule changes, all redefinitions are infringements, and infringements consist of treason. They are very treasonous. Infringements violate the security of the free state. I know I've said it before. I'm going to keep saying it until it's stuck in your head and won't leave. All gun control laws are infringements, and all infringements are nothing less than treason. There are treasonous acts of aggression against the American people and their rights because they violate the security of the free state. The security of the free state is absolutely necessary. I mean, and a well-regulated militia, which is the people, is entirely necessary to the security of a free state. And if you are infringing our right to own even military-grade weapons, you are committing treason, flat out. Tyranny, of course, could be defined as enforcing any gun control law. Matter of fact, let's just go right to treason. How about that? Treason will include the proposing, passing, and enforcement of any gun control law. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Again, if you're trying to pass gun control laws that you know the criminals will not obey and that the law-abiding people will, then you're actually levying war against the Constitution and the United States. That is part of the constitutional definition of treason. You are waging war against the people. In so doing, you're also giving aid and comfort to our enemies, who would happily invade here if we were all unarmed. So I also propose this. Any violators of these new definitions will be immediately arrested, held without bond. They will get tried by a jury comprised of nothing but Second Amendment advocates, probably all members of Gun Owners of America, Firearms Policy Coalition, or the Second Amendment Foundation. Yes, that's where we'll pull our jury pool from there, much like they're doing against President Trump. Yes, they even interviewed some little harlot up there in New York who admitted lying so she could be put on the jury against Trump. A very anti-Trumper, and she admitted to lying about it. That's perjury. She should be sitting in jail right now. But oh, no, 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 no. She's a useful idiot. And they're going to use her to try to take down Trump. We already know this. So any violators of the new definitions will be immediately arrested. They'll be held without bond, tried by a jury comprised solely of Second Amendment advocates. And if they're found guilty, they'll be hanged immediately out back of the courthouse. No appeals will be granted. Well, wait, Royce, go hold a man. That goes against the Constitution. Well, you're talking about them going against the Constitution. Now you're doing it. Well, shouldn't they get a trial by jury of their peers and be, you know, judged according to the Constitution? Well, yeah, they will be judged according to the Constitution, and that's why they're going to be hanged, okay? But no, people who've repeatedly violated the supreme law of the land and have infringed the rights of their fellow Americans, I'm sorry, but you don't receive the protection of the supreme law that you've held in abject contempt and violated wantonly. No bail, indefinite detention until your trial. As a matter of fact, we're not even going to reveal the charges that we're charging you with until the day before your trial, and you have no right to an attorney. If you bring an attorney to court with you, the attorney will be arrested too for lending aid and comfort to the enemy. Hey, Royce, man, you're ready to just set this whole thing on fire. Well, what have they been doing to us for decades now, people? How many people have been killed because of gun control? Whether killed by the thugs on the street because they were unarmed and could not defend themselves, or killed by thugs with badges who decided that their shotgun was a quarter inch too short and they deserved to die for it. Sorry, you violate the supreme law. You're not going to be granted its protections. How about that? You want to be team tyranny? We'll show you some tyranny, baby. How about rule changes? Yeah, let's make our own rule changes too. I mean, they're oh so happy to inflict rule changes on us, and they expect us to comply with them. And what really pisses me off when people come into where I work and they say, well, what are we going to do about this? And I ask them, well, what are you going to do about it? Well, I don't know. I just got to take my brace off my pistol. No, leave the dadgum thing on there. How are they going to know? They're going to fly a drone over your house with X-ray vision? You really think that? None of their stinking business what you own. If you're a peaceful, responsible American citizen, I don't care if you have a Striker fighting vehicle in your driveway bristling with 20-millimeter cannons and 50-caliber Mod Deuces. Yeah, matter of fact, make it a quad rack of 50 cals. I don't care. More power to you. Go at it. New rule changes here. All gun control laws are hereby declared null and void and may not be enforced, and if they are, any citizen affected thereby has the right to defend themselves and the Constitution with whatever force they deem necessary. If all it means is shoving them off your porch, okay, if that's all it took, fine. If it means defending yourself against a bunch of rogue federal agents who decided to come kill you because you were suddenly declared to be an unlicensed dealer, well, I'm sorry, you have the right to use deadly force. That should be the new rule change there. Come on, Royce, man, you're talking about murder. No, I'm not talking about murdering anybody. I'm talking about defending yourself against unconstitutional infringements being enforced against you. That's what I'm talking about. And you have every freaking right to do so, just like I do. And if we all adopt this mentality, I think we'll have peace in this country a lot quicker. But right now, all we seem to be doing is rolling over for every one of these rule changes, and I'm done with it. You want to join me? Good. You do the same thing then. I'm done with it, though. I am not registering anything. I'm not just back up and back off. Don't you dare bring infringements to my door. I have no problem laying down my life for the Constitution and this country and my family. Doesn't stop me one bit. I'm not afraid to die. I know my Redeemer liveth, and I know I will go see him. Hey, Royce, you're really talking about war. No, this doesn't have to be war. I don't want it to be war with my own government. I'm talking about putting things in front of them and telling them, you have crossed too many lines. You better back up, because from this day forward, if you cross those lines again, we have every right to shoot you back. How about this? Any federal agent caught willfully enforcing any gun control law or rule change or redefined rule upon being found guilty shall be hanged immediately, no appeals. And how about we just go ahead and post these new definitions and rule changes for comment period to all of these federal agencies who might wish to object, but of course we're just going to ignore all the comments and proceed with them anyway, just like the ATF does. Yeah, how about we do that? In other words, how about we give them a taste of their own stinking medicine, huh? Because that's where we need to be. If we're going to turn this country around, it's going to take some foot planting. It's going to take some arguing. It's going to take some finger pointing and telling people, you're a criminal, back up. Don't you try to come in here and enforce that rule or that law. I have the right to shoot you if you do. That's what needs to happen. Take a brief commercial break. We'll be right back with more Shooting Straight. Don't go anywhere. The listener retention squads are on standby. Captain Rob in Palm Bay. Captain Centers up there in, Tennessee or Kentucky, Todd? I'm sorry. I don't know how I forgot that. And Sergeant Spaulding up there in Indiana. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, let me tell you what, Counter-Strike Tactical is the absolute best little gun store in Melbourne and proud sponsors of the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. Come visit us at 1008 Strawbridge Avenue and see the custom AR builds by Anthony Vallejo, owner and combat veteran, plus AK-47s, handguns, ammo, tactical rifle accessories, and much more. So stop in and see us, 1008 Strawbridge Avenue, and visit the best little gun store in Melbourne. Or give us a call, 321-499-4949. Tell Anthony that Roy sent you. We can't wait to see you.
As many of you know, I, your host, am a firearms instructor, and I run all of my firearms training business through shootingclasses.com because it simply doesn't make sense to try to do it all myself. With automated roster creation when students sign up, payment processing, and automated emailing to your students reminding them of the class date and time, it simply doesn't make sense to try to do all of that by yourself. Get signed up with shootingclasses.com today and take a big load off yourself. Shootingclasses.com.
WJS Guns in North Merritt Island is where you need to go for your firearms, ammunition, accessories, holsters, body armor, fishing tackle, and much more. WJS Guns also offers blue label pricing for law enforcement officers on multiple firearms brands. And above all, WJS Guns offers friendly, exceptional service to everyone, especially to us ladies and first-time gun buyers. For more information, check them out at WJSGuns.com and always tell them Roy sent you.
Welcome back, and special thanks to all of the sponsors of the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. You guys absolutely rock. I appreciate your sticking with me for 10 years now. Man, I'm telling you, I can't thank you enough, guys, really. It humbles me. It really does. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. We've been talking about putting new rule changes and new definitions in front of the federal agents in this country and telling them you are not going to be doing what you have been doing anymore, because that's how we fight this thing. If they know we're bristling for a fight just like they're bristling for a fight, I promise you their attitudes will change. You don't believe me? Look how they stormed Waco. Oh, suddenly, all of those big badass ATF agents realized they were getting their butts handed to them. Four of their agents were killed, and no, they weren't heroes at all. Four of their agents were killed. Next thing you know, they're begging a ceasefire with the Branch Davidians, walking around picking up their dead and wounded and their rifles off the ground. I'm sorry, but that gave me great pleasure. No, not that anybody was killed, but you guys had a piece of your, the big spoonful of your own medicine shoved down your throats. It's amazing how docile you got when you started getting your butts handed to you. You want to try that on a larger scale? You want to see what happens then? I'm telling you what's going to happen. Tell you what, I've already thought about this and thought about all the repercussions and how far they reach. I could do 2 years worth of programs about it. You guys need to watch your butts out there. Now I'm going to ask, why do the communists in this country constantly try to pass new laws, new infringements all the time? Why? Well, because they know they can. They can manipulate and rig the courts and legislators and legislatures to pass more gun control law. They're very good at it. They're good at manipulating the courts so the courts cannot be relied upon to defend liberty, to defend the Constitution. They cannot be trusted anymore. Some of them can. Some judges can. But unfortunately, there have been too many of them that have ruled in favor of unconstitutional laws and infringements. That cannot be accepted anymore. Make sure your mindset is exactly that. I will not accept this anymore. This cannot be status quo. But while they know they can rig the courts and they can manipulate the legislators and pass more gun control, they also know that they cannot rig the people. They can't rig us. That's why they're trying to wage war against us, because they know we will not comply. But they can't rig the people that they oppress. They know that. So, if we, the rightful masters of the Congress and the courts, decide that a law is unconstitutional and that it will not be enforced, and if you attempt to, we will fire back, you know, it really doesn't matter what Congress and the courts say after that, does it? I mean, because if you cannot enforce a law, what good is it? People, let's flip that around. We the people have our own supreme law, and if we cannot enforce it, what good is it? This is why this new attitude has to sweep through the citizenry. That's going to be an attitude of complete and utter defiance against all gun control and against the little merry band of tyrants who wish to use it to bring us under their subjugation, and I refuse to do that. There's been a few states lately, like Colorado and others, who are trying to pass new gun control, and matter of fact, it's happening in Maine. Now, remember what I've said before, that when Democrat communists see a good idea, see something that they consider to be a good idea being bandied about by their fellow communists in other states like California and other communist-occupied territories like Chicago, New York City, and such, they will mimic it with their own version of that same law. You know, how many states have total gun registration now? Mm-hmm. You understand that when one of them did it, the others got brave enough to do it too. You know, much like criminals become emboldened when their fellow criminals are not punished. Mm-hmm. They mimic it with their own version, like red flag laws, registration, all manner of gun control laws. They're all mirrored in multiple states. And now the communists in the state of Maine and in their state legislature, they're mimicking the ATF now. They're actually redefining semi-automatic so-called assault rifles. And now they're trying to say that, no, we say they're machine guns. In other words, they're superseding even the illegal federal law of 1934 and 1968. They're basically defying them too. They're defying the supreme law, not to mention the NFA and the GCA. The new bills they're proposing include a 3-day or 72-hour waiting period for all firearm purchases, all transfers, whether you're handing somebody a gift of a firearm or not, and redefining semi-automatic firearms as machine guns. Now, what do you think is going to happen if that gains a footing there in Maine? Immediately, you will see New York, Illinois, California, Oregon, and Washington State, and Washington, D.C., offering their own versions thereof. because they think if they can get enough states on board to pass such a monstrosity, then it will eventually be accepted on the federal level. And if not, it ain't going to matter because all the communist states have that law in place. And yes, all of the citizens in their states are definitely, they definitely have been subjugated. And you know that. Not to mention, they're also trying to implement universal background check laws. Gee, where'd they get that idea? Oh, yeah, yeah. California, Oregon, Washington State, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Hampshire. Well, not New Hampshire. Yes, but the rest of them, absolutely. Universal background. In other words, you must, if you're going to sell one of your guns, get a background check for whomever you're selling it to. How many criminals do they suppose are going to obey that law? Well, they know good and dadgum well they're not going to. And that's going to come into play here a little bit later in the program. I'm going to make a comment about that. Right now, I want to stay focused because it's really hard to do with the way my brain works. But they're doing all this in the hope of stripping these semi-automatic weapons from the hands of the citizens in Maine. And that is nothing but treason. That is treason. They are levying warfare against the citizens of Maine. The state of Maine is under assault. The Constitution is under assault. The 14th Amendment, the Second Amendment, under assault in Maine with all of these laws. And they were all pushed through on the emotional wave created in the wake of that shooting there in Maine. Because Democrat communists know good and dadgum well that dead people sell gun control better than anything. I think if they could engineer mass shootings, and I dare say some of them have been engineered, but not by anybody in the general populace, people higher up in the CIA and FBI probably, but if they could engineer one each week, they would do it so they could finally ram through all the gun control they want, because nothing sells gun control like dead bodies, especially dead kids, dead school kids. They're committing treason up there. They're waging war against the people of Maine, and this is how the people of Maine need to present this to the legislature and the legislators up there. Tell them, you are waging war against the Constitution. Charge them for what they are actually doing. You're waging war against the Second Amendment. You're waging war against the Constitution. You're waging war against the 14th Amendment. You're waging war against the people. You are violating the security of the free state with these infringements, and they will not be tolerated. That's what needs to be sent up there. Now, first of all, you've heard me say repeatedly that we American citizens have every right to military-grade weapons, and the Democrat communists think we don't. But we do. We have every right to military-grade weapons. They have been distributed and sold amongst the citizenry since our founding, and it's they claim we're not allowed to own fully automatic weapons or suppressors or short-barreled rifles or shotguns without the government's expressed permission, which you pay a $200 tax stamp for, which is unconstitutional and totally illegal. But we have every right to military-grade weapons. I don't care what the state of Maine says. I don't care if they redefine semi-automatic weapons as military weapons or assault weapons or machine guns. It doesn't matter. We have the right to own machine guns so you can pound sand. I want anybody out there to prove to me why average, moral, responsible citizens cannot be trusted with fully automatic weapons and other military hardware. Prove it to me. Royce at ShootingStraightRadio.com. I dare you. Prove it to me. Prove to me that the founders did not want the people to own military-grade weapons. Prove it to me. Bring that challenge, baby. Bring it. You better bring facts, though, because I'm certainly going to bring some, and they're going to shred your argument. I'm telling you right now, I have absolute confidence that I can shred you. I have documentation. I have historical documentation to back everything that I know and believe up. I can prove it to you if you'll actually listen. I know you Democrat communists don't actually listen to anything except you, whatever you feel like hearing. So in light of that, because we do have the right to own any military-grade weapon, any other form of military hardware, I think that we also need to propose another rule change here. Yeah, because, you know, the ATF likes rule changes and they like giving them the force of law. Well, let's make some new rule changes ourselves. How about that? And let's make them for the legislature now, not just the ATF and the FBI and all the other rogue little communist enforcers. But if someone is to propose a gun control law in a state legislature or the federal legislature, it will have to pass two tests. These two tests, number one, it should pass the text and history test laid forth by Bruin, but also, you also have to prove how you are going to force criminals to obey this law. You will have to prove with definitive, verity or veracity, that the law you are passing will be enforced against criminals only. And you got to prove how you're going to make them comply with it. Second, you have to be able to prove definitively that your proposed law will not infringe upon the Second Amendment in the slightest fashion. And if your proposed law cannot pass those two criteria, or even one of those criteria, then whomever the legislature proposing the law is will be sent to state prison within the state they represent for a minimum of 15 years at hard labor. They're going to get fined $1 million. Then they're going to be on probation for life after they complete 100% of their 15-year sentence. Then they will be forbidden from ever attempting to run for office or even be remotely involved in politics in any way, shape, or form ever again. If you even so much as donate money to a candidate of your choice, you're going back to prison, and you're going to finish it with life in prison. How about we do that? I think if every legislator up there knew that they could possibly, with the stroke of their own pen, end their life as they know it, their hands would tremble when they write new bills. And that's the way it's supposed to be. The government is supposed to fear us, not the other way around. That's what needs to happen. If you can't prove your rule change or your redefinition or your proposed law is going to meet all these criteria, then nope, you're going to prison for 15 years at hard labor. Couldn't you see someone like Jerry the Toad Nadler, hard labor in prison? He'd be dead in the first week, probably a massive coronary. But, wow. Yeah, but that's what needs to happen, people. We need to adopt this mindset that we are the rightful masters because we are. No more hiding and ducking and no more yielding and groveling before federal agents. Almost said a really terrible word right there. The heck with all of them. Yeah, the heck with all of them. I have no confidence in any ATF agent. I have certainly have no confidence in any FBI agent, especially in light of the new internal document that has come out from the FBI and which they claim, and yeah, they claim that if the Islamicists here in this country begin to attack our country from within, and they're going to do it very soon, you better be ready, they're saying, well, the white supremacists will probably team up with them. Bull crap. You know why they're saying that? They're planting this notion. So when the Islamic extremists start their terror attacks here in the United States, they can blame it on Trump supporters, whether directly or indirectly. Of course, they've already dubbed us as white supremacists and white nationalists and domestic violent extremists, and they've already begun to wage war against us. But this is a pre-event gaslighting, if you will. They're accusing conservatives of exactly what they are presently doing and will be doing on a much larger scale, just like the ATF and their proposed rules and everything else. People, it's a really sad time we live in when our own government is waging war against us treasonously. They're allowing and encouraging an invasion of our country by known foreign enemies. So they're lending aid and comfort to the enemies also. If you don't understand what that means for this country at this particular point in time, then you need to do some praying and ask God to open your eyes, because you can't see straight and you don't understand the peril we are in right now. Not the peril we are facing. No, we are in it. We are in perilous times in this country. Not only is our government waging war against us, but they're encouraging and bringing in foreign operatives to also wage war against us. How does that make you feel? Yeah, instead of a rule change, how about we just go back to the Constitution? How about that? How about we enforce that? Because if we the people don't enforce our own supreme law, why would we expect them to respect it at all and not show it the contempt that they've been doing? Catch you on the next episode. Keep your powder dry. Keep your wits about you. Keep in contact with your reps. And never forget, incoming rounds always have the right of way. Royce out.